Televised injustice. After George Floyd, an unarmed African-American man, died while in police custody on May 25th, people across the United States took to the streets. The protests, peaceful and otherwise, have also once again exposed a societal issue that extends beyond borders. In countries around the world, this recent event has caused awareness of racial injustices, and recently, we have seen statues pushed down, a call to legal reform, and even a focus on inequality within the film industry. Indeed, this issue is not one that has just spread through the streets, but impacted how we look upon elements in popular culture, raising the question, should we rethink how we've previously looked upon films, TV shows, and various other media? As one example, Gone with the Wind, long since regarded as a classic, has been pulled from the US streaming platform HBO Max. The 1939 film tells about images of slavery during the US Civil War, which may be considered controversial during this time. As an HBO Max spokesperson stated on CNN, these racist works were wrong then and are wrong today, and we felt that to keep this title up without blame of those works would be irresponsible. In addition, the British comedy Little Britain was removed from several streaming sites for its use of blackface, applying makeup to a non-black actor in order to represent a black person. The reality TV show Cops was also cancelled, since there are doubts about whether the police can apply the law fairly to different races. The issue of inequality within the film and television industry is not new. As a HuffPost article noted, in the more than 90 years of the Oscars, no black director has ever won the Best Director award. No black women have been nominated in that category, and only two films by black directors have been awarded Best Picture: Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave and Barry Jenkins' Moonlight. However, current circumstances have encouraged the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the organization that awards the Oscars, to take action. The Academy recently announced a new proposal that aims to expand diversity and inclusion within the filmmaking industry. To truly meet this moment, we must recognize how much more needs to be done, and we must listen, learn, embrace the challenge, and take responsibility for ourselves and our community, said Academy President David Rubin.